prune pies were his favorite also.
Were prunes growing around here?
No, not that I know of. I don't think there were. But he would get them prunes from somewhere, make prune pies. I know when I was a freshman student in college, and you know, you get the box from home, I had a prune pie. And I never had gall to tell him, or the nerve to tell him, Grandpapa, I don't like prune poon. But you could bet your bottom dollar that there was a prune pie in there. So I would, there were some guys on the floor that I would, you know, say, hey, yeah, come on in and have some prune pie with me.
Something you wouldn't want to eat in one sitting.
Yeah.
Or else you wouldn't be sitting in one.
Yeah, right. I wasn't trying to preserve it at all. My roommate began to like it, and I never did like prune pie. But every time he sent a box, you could bet your dollar there was a prune pie or two of them in there. One time he got so prolific, I had three prune pies, and I couldn't give them away. Oh, but I never would tell him. Never. He doesn't know that today that I don't like prune pies.
Well, apparently, did he get good? Were they good? I mean, you know, people that like prune pies.
Yeah, I guess so. Really, they were okay. I guess I can stand maybe one slice of prune pie, but that's the end of it.
Yeah.
I can't go there. They were good. He did a good job on it.
Speaking of, you know, just the domestic. Was there a certain day a week set aside for different functions around the house? Like, you did, what usually happen on Monday? Were there things that your mother or your...
Well, as far as I can sort of like remember, Monday was always a wash day around the house. Mom would always wash on Monday. And then, you know, the rest of the week was general cleaning. Saturday was always the day we got in the yard. We had to get in the yard. We always prayed for rain on Saturdays. You know, that kind of, you know, the yard would have to be clean. Also was the general cleaning day.
Saturday, you mean?
Saturday was, where, you know, most of, well, we were home, and which meant like the entire house was torn apart and scrubbed from one end to the other. So Saturday was really the general cleaning day. And
after, you know, you said that Monday was a wash day. Did she, you know, after the clothes were hung out and dried and everything, what'd she do with that?
Of course she ironed. You know, that was the whole situation.
Okay. Now, like, what kind of iron would your grandmother use? Would you know that?
Heavy steel type iron. No electricity, no. It was the kind that she would put on the stove and warm up. You know, scrub off.
Can you tell me, perhaps from your father or grandparents, about the first time that electricity got into the area? Do you know that?
Not right offhand. I was a kid. I was young. I know we did have electricity in the house that we lived in, but I do remember my grandfather saying that. Like they did use the kerosene lamp a great deal. My father's mother used it for a good while electricity came into the area. But to pinpoint a date as to, you know, like when the area got electricity, I don't know. My brother, who is the oldest, remembers electricity, so it evidently had to be there.
And so you're 32, so you've been born, I guess, around 43 or 4?
I'm 40. I was born in 44. But I was 44, 31.
Yeah, I was born 45. That's why I was going by. I know that was easy. The reason why I say that, I was talking to this librarian over here at Miami Beach, North Miami Beach, Mrs. Campbell, I think it was, and she said that they had a generator that was brought in by somebody in 1915, and for 2 hours a night, for $2 a month, you could have electricity. Mm-hmm. But that might, you know, I was just wondering if that was just this area or...
Could have been, may have been all over.